Great to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. Incredible radio stations everywhere. We're thinking about the people in Florida. We're hoping that you pull through with the least amount of damage possible. I don't want to hear about any injuries or deaths either. Hopefully you're going to make it through this okay. We're keeping a close eye on Hurricane Ian even as we speak. Had a couple of sound bites and video, pieces of video if you're watching over on Twitch or on Getter, about lefties just going after those on the right again. And they need to be able to say, climate change caused this. Global warming. You notice they don't say global warming anymore? Anybody notice that? I think you probably did. They don't say global warming anymore. Because global warming is not happening. It was hotter in the Renaissance times. That's way before anybody owned a Cadillac Escalade. That's way before we had all these cars and airplanes and so on. It was way before anybody thought about carbon footprints or any of that crap. I mean, there are the remnants, the remains, the fossils of citrus being grown in England from way back in the day. That only happens when it's warm and tropical. So the idea that somehow we're affecting and making this happen is trying to say that we are more important than God or nature itself. Climate change. They made it climate change because who's going to argue with them? Oh, yeah, well, climate change. Right, it does. It changes all the time. Now, I was in television news a long time, and the weather person, the meteorologist, could have gotten it wrong 40, 50% of the time and kept his or her job. Just the way it is. Carrie, can we get it wrong 40 or 50% of the time and just keep our jobs?
No, we cannot.
I say one thing that's incorrect for a half a second. For a half a second, once in 1998. And people are still writing me email about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It happened one time.
I mean, stunning. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just here to say, I want real information. I want common sense to happen. I want, at the end of the day, what I want is us to say, okay, here's what happens in hurricanes. There is literally nothing we can do as a human species to cause them to be more intense or less, but we should be well prepared in the states that generally get them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, what we have here is just a need to bring more power and control, because if you can start charging for the carbon footprint, then it means more money to central government and more control from central government. If you can say cows farting causes this, which we know isn't the case, then maybe people will eat less meat because the left doesn't want you to eat more meat. I had somebody write me yesterday about some movie about plant-based. You want to be plant-based? Be plant-based. But I'm here to tell you, look that movie up and look for a response to that movie. And there's a response to the movie where somebody makes just as interesting cases for eating meat. So at the end of the day, get all the information you can and stop believing people like Joy Behar and Don Lemon. Don Lemon, to me, and maybe I'm reading too much into it because I can see his face, but to me, he's throwing a bit of a tantrum here. Well, listen, I grew up there, and I know they're getting more intense. Because if you want to be somebody who is a real purveyor of information, factual information, Don Lemon couldn't get that job because he's just a... Carrie, is that his opinion or does he offer anything to prove it?
Well, he doesn't offer anything to prove it, so I'm assuming it's opinion.
Right. And he's angry because the guy won't take his opinion as somehow being fact.
And mind you, he is supposed to be a journalist.
Well, he alleges that he is. I mean, you and I both know that he's not. He's a host.
Yeah.
And he gives his opinion. And by the way, listen, I know how to do journalism. I don't know if you heard. I've won a bunch of awards for doing the journalism.
What? No way. Never heard that before.
Just finishing up what I was saying there.
Keep going.
I've won a lot of awards for journalism. But I know my role here is the talk show host. I'm an editorialist. I'm somebody who gives my opinion. But you'll notice that what I do, and the best talk show hosts, I think, do this. I will give you the fact. I'll ask Carrie to read it from a source, source it, attribute it, then I'll tell you my opinion on it. Mm-hmm. And my opinion, generally speaking, is going to be in line with the facts. I don't think you've ever given me the facts of a story that were properly attributed, and I said, no, that's not true, and here's why.
I don't think so.
Unless the person in the story that we're attributing it to is giving opinion as well, which they do sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just break this. I want to give you, because I like to expose him as the brat he is. Let me give you Don Lemon one more time. He's talking to the boss over at NOAA, and I think NOAA and the National Weather Service probably are the same thing. They're hand in hand. But this is the central organization that keeps an eye on what's happening in the oceans, in the atmosphere, and they tell us all about it. And he's telling Don Lemon that we can't say one specific event is because of so-called climate change and lemonade having it.
I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay. Well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
He's fumbling over his words. He's mad. Listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something's making these storms intensify. You can't just say it because you feel like it. You got to back that up, Don. You know, and again, I talk about, I grew up in Hurricane Alley. I talked about the specific hurricanes I was in. I talked about the hurricanes that I've covered. And we can go and we can see the intensity of these hurricanes over the years. I mean, Galveston, Texas. Carrie, I might get the number wrong here, but I'm going to say it. And mm-hmm. Maybe you can correct me and maybe you can look it up.
Okay.
I believe 6,600 people were killed in Galveston in the early 1900s by a hurricane. 6,600. Now, I think that it was in the thousands. I'm pretty sure I'm close to the number. Maybe I'm off. Does it tell you how many?
Okay, hold on. I'm looking. Yeah, because I know what you're talking about.
Maybe give me a date. Is there early 1900s?
Okay.
Now, if that was a mild hurricane, what the hell? You know what I mean? What do you have? Anything?
It's before it was called the Great Storm, September 8th, 1900. I'm still looking.
A lot of people.
Still looking.
People in my chat room think I'm just going to read the numbers that they're putting out there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I said, Pink-haired. I could be wrong. Guy named Pink-haired Christian in my chat room trying to be helpful. I thought that I said that's what NOAA stands for, but thanks anyway.
Okay, well, this is saying an estimated 6,000 to 8,000 people died from
that
hurricane.
All right, so I said 6,600, which would be between 6,000 and 8,000. Yeah. I don't take any glee in being right. I hate that so many people died. Between 6,000 and 8,000 people died. That's in the year 1900.
Yes.
Now, those on the left will argue, yeah, but hey, we didn't have the appropriate building codes back then. That's why so many died. Or we didn't have the this, didn't have the that. So they want me to believe that was a mild storm because I'm just going to take one storm out of the blue. That was somehow mild. And Hurricane Katrina was unbelievably intense because of climate change. And I think like 1,000 or 2,000 died in Hurricane Katrina, mostly by drowning because the levees broke. And Ray Nagin, the idiot mayor, who said, this is a chocolate town before, it'll be a chocolate town again. Racist mayor, Ray Nagin, who I think ended up going to jail eventually, not because of Katrina, but that idiot said he wasn't going to evacuate New Orleans. He said, I'm not going to evacuate New Orleans. I have a million damn people in the streets. I heard the audio. So 6,000 to 8,000 die in the year 1900, way before we had anybody driving cars down the street. I think 1908 might have been the first time, something like that. And suddenly, they're more intense now because Don Lemon knows. That's my problem. That's my problem here. The measuring tools we have today are much more precise than they were then. And by the way, the modern thermometer that can tell the temperature, exacting temperature, has been around 150, 200 years. That's it. So what happened before then? What happened before then? Why was it, generally speaking, hotter in the Renaissance times? What happened? Was there some global warming event where Al Gore could have saved everybody's life or Don Lemon could have saved everybody's lives because we if we listen to them, we'll be smarter? We've got a situation where I can prove to you that more people died historically in hurricanes before this whole lie about global warming. Oh, by the way, what happened in the 70s when on the cover of Life magazine, it said, get ready for a new ice age? What happened to that? You know what some people, Carrie, you know what the argument is that they try to counter my bringing that up?
What?
We were supposed to have another ice age, but because of global warming, we didn't. Oh, like we missed an ice age.
All right.
What? We missed an ice age? Well, I got news for you. Hey, Carrie, what is our temperature, generally speaking, as human beings?
Our temperature, about 98.6.
Exactly right. 98.6. Do you want a glacier on your house?
No. Do not.
I don't, because that would make me colder than 98.6. I don't want it to be colder out. I like the warmer weather. Things grow in a warmer weather. And don't tell anybody, but if we emit carbon in the atmosphere, That means more plants because they like carbon dioxide. We like the oxygen the plants give out. What? So let's not get mired in this BS. When somebody brings up global warming or climate change to you, and I don't mean just Don Lemon or Joy Behar. When somebody brings up climate change to you or global warming, ask them a few simple questions. What was the temperature where you are right now 1,000 years ago? And just shut up and let them tell you. You think they can?
No.
Of course not. Because it might have been warmer. Might have been colder. It might have been the same. We don't know. Ask them that. And then ask them, how many ice ages have we had? Many people will say one. Some will argue two or three. Whatever it was. Carrie, what do we know about the ice ages? What do we know after they went away?
That it got warmer?
Yeah, the ice melted.
Yeah.
What? Carrie, what makes ice melt?
The heat.
Sounds and then if we got another ice age, you're telling me that it got warmer and then it got colder again? Shut up.
Yeah.
What?
No, I will not.
You stop it.
Mm-mm.
And then the ice happened again, and then it melted again.
Yes.
Well, how did that happen? Got warmer again. Isn't that weird? So make sure that you ask them how many ice ages there were and what melted the ice. Did somebody have a farting cow in the year, 10,000 years ago? Is that what happened? Some cow farted somewhere? Somebody started up their lawnmower on an Earth Day and it somehow melted the ice? Or maybe climate changes and maybe it's cyclical and maybe it's bigger than us. Imagine that. This whole thing about Don Lemon needing, he's making $4 million a year, crying like a little baby on TV because the guy won't agree with him that climate change is causing something. It's so stupid. It is so dumb. It's dumb. Carrie, you ever notice they say, this is the hottest it's been in the past 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, why was it so hot 100 years ago? We just broke a record that was set in 1892. Well, hell, why was it so hot in 1892? Did I miss something? Somehow we're doing it wrong today. Those jerks in 1892 were doing something, and we should figure it out. Am I done? I got to be done for a second. I got to take a breath.
That was a big soapbox. Yeah.
What's that? Couldn't hear you.
Calm down. No. Just keep going.
But if the soapbox froze, and then
it
warmed
up again.
Right. Yeah. What would that mean? Okay. All right. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. We're keeping an eye on everything with Hurricane Ian hitting the western side of Florida, the Gulf Coast of Florida, even as we speak. From what I understand, Carrie, it's going to affect people up all along the east coast of the United States. I mean, that is what they're saying, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, in the next couple of days.
So if you get an update during the program, let me know. And keep in mind, a lot of stations hear the show on delay to let you know we do it 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'm not complaining about that. I love being on every single station that we're on. But when it comes to breaking news like this, you need to know exactly when we're doing it live, because if we're behind on some of the information, it's not on purpose, and we wouldn't normally be. It's just because we're off the air by then. All right, let me tell you about Super Beats Heart Chews. Is a great product, and I've been using them for a long time. You're going to like them. They taste delicious. This company came up with something else. It's called Tart Cherry Gummies, and they're an easy way to reduce inflammation from exercise and support your metabolic health. These gummies are made with a clinically studied tart cherry extract that's up to 40 times more concentrated than many other tart cherry extracts. Just two tart cherry gummies are the antioxidant equivalent of 16 ounces of tart cherry juice or 100 cherries. I mean, think about that. They're vegan, non-GMO. Most important to me, they've got zero sugar, and they're delicious. Formulated by a team of scientists led by a Nobel Prize-winning doctor, Tart Cherry has been clinically studied to support metabolic health. And with these gummies, they come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try them risk-free for 90 days. See how you feel. If you don't love them, send them back. No questions asked. Here's what I want you to do. Right now, get up to 35% off Tart Cherry Gummies plus free shipping at mytartcherry.com/pags. Their best offer available anywhere, mytartcherry.com/pags. Up to 35% off mytartcherry.com/pags. Make it happen right now. We go to the phone line. It's going to be Tara in Minnesota. Hi, Tara. What's going on?
Oh.
Hey.
I just am wondering, why do you think it's so ridiculous that Joe Biden would talk about being vaccinated? To me, that makes so much sense.
Why?
When there is something like, because you have thousands of people congregating in shelters, that COVID spreads like wildfire. It is a very serious situation when something like this happens and you have large groups of people congregating in an area.
Yeah.
Hospitals are shut down. Hospitals are not up and running.
That's not true.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah,
that
no,
you are
true.
Criticizing that.
That's, yeah, it's not true.
I'm sorry. I know you're just going to be mad and talk over.
Oh, no. Tara, I'm not mad. But... No, you have to stop talking at some point. You've been going for about a minute, and I want to respond to what you're saying. Just let me know when I can respond. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
I'm just saying, to me,
I thought you said go ahead. So you don't want me to, you want me to go ahead or
go
not?
Ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so
no,
I grew up in South Florida. I'm not sure if you've ever been there. But I have been, and I lived there 21 years. A lot of hurricanes came through. The first thing they do is make sure that hospitals stay up and running. So what you said about that is factually incorrect. They've got their own emergency generators. They do not shut down hospitals. When it comes to COVID-19, when I've got a hurricane that's barreling down on me, my want, my need, my desire at that point is to not drown in the rising waters, is to not be caught in the hurricane winds, is to evacuate myself and my family to safety. The last thing I would ever think about is getting a shot that is proven to not be very effective against a disease that is very serious.